KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. It's summer in L.A., which means that tourists from all over the world are here, walking around in the hot and dusty sunshine with disappointed looks on their faces. They expected glamour and glitz and instead discover that Hollywood is mostly a working town of drab, beige, stucco buildings. L.A. just looks better on television, like everything else. On the main part of Hollywood Boulevard, though, in front of the old Chinese theater and the shopping mall called Hollywood and Highland, the street is filled with out-of-work actors dressed up as everyone's favorite movie characters. The costumes range from the highly elaborate to the threadbare homemade, but on any given day, there are Batmans and Supermans and Luke Skywalkers galore. They'll pose for pictures, act out famous movie moments, pretty much anything you like, all for a few dollars. Now, a friend of mine told me that he once spotted a Darth Vader and an Ariel from Disney's The Little Mermaid taking a break together by the side of a building, sharing a diet soda and a cheap lunch. Now, there's something a little unsettling about seeing a relaxed and casual Darth Vader folding a slice of pizza and sliding it through the mouthpiece of his helmet while Ariel vapes. And apparently, a few years ago, a costumed Donald Duck and a costumed Mickey Mouse, both of whom apparently were chasing the same family of tourists and offering to pose for photographs, became embroiled in a brutal fistfight. Police were called, arrests were made, but not before traumatizing dozens of children who would never imagine that Mickey and Donald were capable of that kind of violence and, according to witnesses, that kind of foul language. To be fair, it was a very hot day. The young actors inside those heavy costumes must have been nearly unconscious with heatstroke, so I guess you can understand it. But the big studios spend a lot of time and money trying to keep all of this from happening. These characters are a major part of their revenue expectations, and they guard their likenesses and characteristics with paranoid intensity. And they claim, with total legal justification, that these characters are the intellectual property of their respective corporations, and in the case of Mickey Mouse, the very symbol of the enterprise. So all of this unauthorized pantomime is a violation of their copyrights, and this being the United States in 2016, you won't be shocked to learn that the performers have responded occasionally by claiming that their, quote, right to free expression, end quote, includes dressing up as Minnie Mouse for spare change. But some of the performers have also resorted to making subtle and key alterations in their costumes. So Spider-Man becomes, with a bit of careful cutting and sewing, Spider-King or Arachnid Boy, same color scheme, same web-like pattern, but just different enough to keep the lawyers at bay. The studios hate this, of course, but to be fair, they're the ones who invented this kind of barely legal copyright theft. Used to be when a TV show or film depicted a character using an instantly recognizable product, a cola brand, for instance, or a certain kind of smartphone, the prop would be disfigured and painted to obscure the specific brand name while keeping the basic idea. So Coca-Cola became Cola Time and McDonald's became McArchburger. Now, though, they just use whichever brand offers to pay them the most. Well, look, the tourists who come to Hollywood don't want to see perfectly airbrushed and massaged versions of their favorite characters. They can see those anytime. What visitors to Hollywood want to see is juicy backstage stuff, the insider's view, the world behind the camera. Romantic entanglements, fistfights, lawsuits, physical collapse, these are all, when you get right down to it, perfectly emblematic of the entertainment industry. This is what goes on all the time behind studio gates and in dressing rooms all over town. So maybe seeing a bunch of short-tempered actors hop around in costumes for money, chased by police and legal writs, is a perfect way to see Hollywood. And that's it for this week. Next week, we tell its story. For KCRW, this is